Bro, thank you for joining us on another show, bro.
Bruh, I'm Ellie.
Bruh, Leon.
I fucking hate Charlie.
Is that a nervous tick? He just kept saying bro.
I think it is. It has to be. Or, okay, do you remember when Thomas, in the last episode of the season, just kept saying he has the vocabulary of a 5-year-old? Maybe he always talks like this.
Charlie?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I tend to say some things that I probably repeat when I get nervous. And he's going to be on TV. There's big cameras. You know, he said bro once and it just took off. It became a bro sandwich.
I guess so. Hi, everyone. Welcome to From the Fryer. I'm Ellie.
This is Leon. Thank you guys again so much for joining us on another episode. We had really awesome success in our last Married at First Sight episodes. So we want to just thank you guys so much for supporting us. Really appreciate it.
If you're not watching Married at First Sight, you really should be. Breath of fresh air. Such good content. It's a little slower, but I mean, the content's just so much better.
Oh, Married at First Sight?
Yeah.
I
think I said Married at First Sight.
There's something about it that's different. Maybe I'm used to watching the 90 Day cast for so long, and I kind of know their stories. And
that was really the downfall of
this
season.
And a lot of them, when we watch the season, I find it predictable.
Yeah.
Mind you, I'm still a fan of this show, just like anyone else out there. It's just the model that Married at First Sight has at the moment kind of works for me as a viewer. Just, you know, new cast, new storylines, for the most part, new cities.
Yeah.
You can tell how the pandemic's kind of impacted the show a bit, but we can get to that later.
Brings up a really good point. So just for the listeners, this week we're actually going to do two shows in one podcast. So we're going to do the second part of Happily Ever After Tell All, so Tell All Part 2, and then we're going to finish up with Married at First Sight Episode 5. Also, the reason we're a week behind is our stinking streaming service will not put out the episode until about 2 days after it has come out. And I really don't want to release a podcast on the weekend just because I don't think anyone in the world is going to listen to it. So I tend to post them on the night they come out. So I did that with Happily Ever After most of the time. And I would like to post on the night of Married at First Sight.
That'd be a fun statistic to see, like, Not in our pod, but in general podcasts, like what days are the most listened to podcast days.
Oh, you're right. I should do that. Whatever day that is.
What if it's the person gardening on the weekend? They're like, I have my podcast in. Or folks doing long runs, you know, they need something to listen to.
A lot of the podcasts that I regularly listen to do not post on the weekend. And so when the weekend does come around, I do wish I had a podcast.
It's almost like we need all this media and entertainment to get us through the work week. Then when it's the weekend, we're like, all right, I'm in my mode. I'm going camping. I'm going to the club, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't need the podcast right
now. Exactly. Exactly. It kind of hones me in for work. If I'm just doing like some mindless task, love a podcast. So I hope you enjoy ours. All right, let's go ahead and start with Happily Ever After, Season 6, Episode 17, Tell All Part 2. So let's just start with Michael and his wife. Let's just get it over with. This is the last time we'll have to talk about them. Very much so looking forward to it.
Has it been announced if they're going to cancel?
There's no way.
Brutal. Interesting.
You have to think about how on the internet things are measured, whether it's good or bad publicity. It does not matter. Right, it just matters the amount of posts, pings, is it trending, you know? So they don't care.
The viewership. What brings in the viewers?
Exactly.
What sparks the conversation? I gotcha.
I appreciate that Aunt Lydia says she's a clown.
Yeah.
Did you notice that everyone kind of stood up for Michael's wife and kind of made excuses for her behavior? I was really disappointed in that.
One of the podcasts you listened to, and you can give them a shout out if you remember the name, they were mentioning that it's almost like they're in fear of her.
Yes.
And now that you mentioned that they're very defensive of her, maybe it's almost like, I'm on the bully side. Don't yell at me.
Yeah, exactly. I'm one of you. It's okay.
I'm one of you. yeah, I could see that.
She's just a big bully.
Or I wonder if they've kind of lived in that mold or lived in that world where they maybe don't fully see how out there it is and it's not okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But that's what I don't understand. Like, you see people like Ronald being an absolute asshole. You see all these other people being complete assholes and they get called out for it. Is she just so intense that people are like, just ignore her and she'll go away?
I think she's just so intense that folks don't want to deal with her.
Just, yeah.
At a face-to-face level, especially. Yeah.
You know what? Props to Rebecca for getting in her face and that tell-all in the day. Good for her. I thought it was super weird that Michael's wife started to try to throw him under the bus about Aunt Lydia when she was saying, oh, don't get close to her. Don't get close to Aunt Lydia. You told me that. What did that have to do with anything?
I think she was such in defense mode that she's like, I'm going to bring up anything I can bring up that might stick and just, you know, detect or what is it? Deflect attention from me and to something else.
Yeah.
And I couldn't really tell if that was true or not. I couldn't really tell.
Yeah. I mean, it's so hard to tell with her. I don't know.
And part of me feels like Michael did say that though.
Maybe.
There's, I don't know. Just the way
also, it flowed. Aunt Lydia is not his aunt. Crazy. It's Aunt Lydia is Michael's brother's wife.
Oh, he just calls her like Aunt Lydia. Like aunt or
yeah,
auntie or
but,
something?
But, I mean, everyone in our culture, everyone's a cousin, uncle, aunt. So, I mean, so it's I just really, feel it's a similar
it's his
thing.
Sister-in-law?
Yes. But so that's not, that, so, that doesn't sound as fun, sister-in-law
but,
Lydia.
But now that you know it's a sister-in-law and not an aunt, do you feel like she's a little too into their relationship?
I think she's just the voice of the family. Truly.
The sister-in-law versus someone in, someone from the family?
She is. She's probably been in the family for a long time.
Yeah, for sure.
And she probably is just like, you know what? I'll tell her what I think, even though this is probably exactly what Michael's brother thinks.
For all we know, you know, the way communities work or cultures work and the age difference, for all we know, Aunt Lydia, like, raised Michael or helped raise Michael when he's, you know, sucking on a boob till he's 9.
Hopefully it wasn't, maybe she encouraged
hopefully
it.
It wasn't
oh,
Aunt
no.
Lydia's boob.
No, it was mom's. Oh, I feel like I'm yelling already. Sorry. It's very passionate about my thoughts here. Oh, did you catch at the end of her initial storm out? She said, what did Psychic Tracy say?
I'm like,
she
bitch,
said
please.
A woman with an
bitch,
L would be
bitch,
in the
please.
Way.
She's like, Tracy doesn't know about us, about all what this. I'm like, really?
It's a nationally televised TV show.
Are you
show.
Fucking kidding me?
Seriously.
You're like, Tracy, you're going to be on TV. Don't watch it, though. Like, okay.
Yeah.
You're going to watch the show.
And like, you don't know who you're working for. Of course.
Also, I can give you some future analysis right now. If you stop smoking, you'll immediately start to get more healthy.
Yes.
Take that That's advice, true. Angela.
We start off by her coming in after her storm out of the last episode.
Right.
She apologizes half-assedly for 10 seconds and then immediately storms out again.
Well, didn't she say something like, I apologize for my actions, but not why I did it or something
like
that?
Yeah, or like, or how I said it or something like that.
It was weird. And it definitely wasn't sincere.
No.
And being Angela, I'm honestly even more amazed that it even happened.
Yeah.
Versus her just coming back and sitting down like, continue.
She storms out again. She calls Michael and she absolutely throws jealousy in his face. She says she's going to go out. She's going to get men's attention. She puts the phone in her boobs and says goodbye to these.
I feel like some of this is like pre-planned. I mean, if you're going to blow up on Michael, you're going to blow up Michael and end the relationship. But
well, I mean, it sounds like she was trying to.
It just seemed too, not revenge, but like.
But that's totally what
she's
doing
right
now.
Yeah, like, I got my beautiful body now. Fuck you.
Yeah. I'm still annoyed that she was able to get her boobs done while still smoking, but they aren't going to do her face. I'm not annoyed. Excuse me. That's a weird way to put it. I'm annoyed that they still operated on her even though she's smoking, is what I meant.
And they said she has to stop smoking like a certain amount before the surgery?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not stopping.
No, and the doctors don't care. It sounds like her plan is to fuck around until the visa comes through and she doesn't care if it does anyway.
That was also weird too. She was ended it by saying something like, I'm gonna do what I want, you can do what you want. If the visa comes through, we'll talk.
Yeah.
Bitch, what are you talking about? Like, we'll talk for a new contract? Like,
yeah.
What do you mean we'll talk?
That doesn't change any of their problems.
You're
She's
not
still
go,
not gonna have
you're not gonna
a baby.
Go fuck around and be like, oh hey, the visa came through, you ready to come over?
Yeah.
No. No.
Oh, like, I'm ready to be with you.
Michael would be like, I actually got remarried. I'm started my family.
Yeah.
By the time this visa comes
I'm telling you, I hope that he beats her to the divorce filing. Someone serves her in Georgia.
Well, did you catch it when she was basically talking shit like, that wedding's not legit here or something like that? Go.
Even though it totally is. Unless she didn't file
I've
the
wondered if it really is. Yeah, I don't know.
She's the type of person that wouldn't file.
But I'm guessing if they did the visa thing, they must have. They had to have done.
They had to have filed
some kind of paperwork that says.
But during the whole season, there was never an update about the visa. So did she file? Did she? Has she? done anything with a visa.
You know, that might have been more entertaining television than her going to, like, a psychic.
Oh, that would have. Give me an update on real life stuff.
But the show includes, like, this just random ass shit.
I do like Jovi talking shit. He said, I heard her doctor's in New York. She was, like, leaving. Aww. One comment about Tiffany. She needs to stop rolling her eyes.
Might be another nervous tick. She was going hard, and from the last episode.
But not even directly to Ronald in this episode. Oh, about her, other just, people talking.
Her judging eyes.
You're not a kid. It annoys me.
Or so do the look of like, oh my god, they're like that? They're fucked up. Not me, though.
Let's move on to Kalani and Asuelu. Asuelu says he wants Kalani to see how women live in Samoa. Asuelu says all men cook in Samoa, and he doesn't cook here because he's scared of the oven. And Kalani called him right out and said, like,
that's bullshit.
You know how to work the oven. Kalani does believe that Asuelu is trying to make her more submissive. And then Tiffany had a comment about that, you know, saying it's sexist or whatever she said. But I don't think she can talk at all, considering Ronald is her husband.
Right, and her machismo husband.
Hardcore, women will never be a man.
Right, not the same level.
Okay, well, just get your opinion out of here, Tiffany. Something I was really confused about was how Asuelu's mom came to the tell-all.
I know, didn't they say like she was leaving? She made it seem like
months
she was,
ago they were saying like, she was imminently leaving. Month. Like,
yeah, she's going to leave right after Christmas.
Yeah, and she's all of a sudden with Tammy and they're coming to the tell all. So, did she ever leave?
So, did she even have to go? Because they made it seem like I'm going away. I need to go see you.
Yeah.
But she's at the tell all. So, I'm like, you're talking about needing money, but you're like, are you spending money or did they fly you in?
Maybe
like,
going they back flew and her forth? In.
Yeah, very weird. They're such an interesting family. It's like, this family could have totally gotten along. They're all from Samoa and all that good stuff. But just like a few little things tick too many people off.
It just builds.
And now it's like a full on, just a family feud type scenario where they really hate each other. And it's almost you could have avoided. Like, this seems like it could have been avoided.
I do appreciate that Kalani and Kalini both stick up for him and say that he's part of the family.
Right. Well, then Asuelo's family says, you know, like, who are you talking to? Like, we're his family. Yeah. Like, we're his family, too.
Exactly.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Your word isn't above ours.
Yeah.
I do like that.
Asuelu and Kalani got very emotional while they replayed the fight. So that was really sad to see. I mean, immediately both of their demeanor changed. They were both teary-eyed. And, man, the mom and the sister did not care how it affected them at all or how their behavior affected everyone else. They completely stuck to their guns, and they wanted an apology. Also, Natalie, we don't need your input of, well, that's your mom. You didn't tell your mom.
You didn't even tell your mom you left your husband.
Exactly. And then you lied to her face.
See, everyone wants to say, like, you know, their shit doesn't smell as much as the next person.
Yeah, well, they're real messed up, but I'm not that bad.
Calm down. Yeah.
Exactly.
So do you think there's going to be a spinoff of Asuelu and Kalani go to Samoa?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
a la Angela's weight loss journey.
I just wish that it was, again, a special and not a whole season.
You know what's going to happen, right?
What?
The storyline's just going to... And I don't know if I mentioned it on the show before. The storyline's just going to be, hey, we're going to go to Samoa for like 2 weeks to just meet family. But somehow the storyline's going to be like, we should live here. Don't you like being here?
Well, I mean, they already set we're that so up free. During the season.
They did, but I think they're going to reiterate, even though the actual reason they're just there is for like a 2 week vacation.
I mean, she's made it clear it's only going to be a vacation for her.
Yeah, I'm ready to visit Samoa. That'd be kind of interesting to see kind of.
Yeah, in a special, not in a whole season. I agree. Asuelu's mom wants an apology for how Kalani and Asuelu acted. I don't entirely know. She just keeps demanding an apology.
Maybe she's demanding an apology because they attempted to talk back to her at all.
I guess. They start calling him
weak. How dare you talk back? Apologize.
They start calling him weak and a baby, which, again, not helping anything.
Yeah, and
then Tammy tries to fight. Well, not even try to fight. Just talk shit to Yara.
I think you mentioned it, or they might have mentioned it. Yeah, they mentioned on the show. Like, dude, you got like eight other siblings. How come
he's where
like,
are they?
He's like this prime focus of like the sole provider.
So he's for sure the youngest, but I don't get
how
that.
How come the youngest one's getting stuck up to
it's
like.
It's usually the oldest, so I don't get it.
To send like money.
Maybe they have enough babies, so she doesn't talk to them. They have fulfilled the.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, this son has like six kids, so he ain't gonna send me no money.
But she doesn't care about that either, clearly.
She mentioned like, eh, don't feed your kids, send me money.
Yeah. I was like, ooh, fuck your kids.
Ouch.
Yeah. Make Tammy have more babies. Yeah, you know she has two.
It's still odd to me that they are centering the youngest one of the family to support their mom. It was weird.
I highly doubt all the other siblings are like females and we're doing the whole son has to take care of the family thing. I highly doubt
that. Well, I doubt it because even Tammy looks like a pretty strong, independent woman kind of person.
And but the elders want the male. I don't know.
Right.
Nothing got resolved. Everyone left the stage. That was kind of it for them. A lot of crying. I felt really bad for Kalani and Asuelu. Everything Asuelu was saying was right. You know, my wife has the final choice on having a baby. And I keep, like, getting so torn on him. I'm, like, rooting for him. And then I'm like, ah, oh, he's awful. And then now I'm back to really rooting for him and hope that they make it and their communication keeps getting better.
I can get where she's being so annoyed. Like, how would you react if people were like, when are you going to have kids?
I mean, they do that all the time. I hold back. When are you getting married?
Oh.
Yeah, when are you going to get a better job? Like, do you want... Let's just talk about your shit.
Aw.
How about we just don't ask anything about kids ever, of anyone? Like, let's just let people live their life.
You just had a kid. When's the next one
coming? Yeah, like, there's never ending. Just don't ask people about kids. You don't know what people are going through. Thankfully, I just am delaying as much as possible, preventing. Mike and Natalie, really nothing too much with them this episode.
No, they were major. There's major.
No.
They officially called it off.
It's been off for months. Hey,
but it was official. It was Facebook official.
I bet that bank card is still in use.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Man, I wonder what she's up to now. Does she have a Twitter? Does she have an Instagram? What's she doing? YouTube videos?
She is so creepy. Dude, I showed you only like a clip of her YouTube videos.
Right. She's making food or something.
Yeah, but like then she's like, I'm sexy.
Oh, that was a joke around when she said only like Ukrainian people can make this dish.
Oh, her YouTube videos are of... like making sushi.
Yeah, making sushi
or like in
some type of noodle dish or something.
Yeah. Like,
okay. In a
yeah, in an outfit. Yeah. I cannot think of the name of it right now, with chopsticks in her hair. Like you couldn't just make the food and shut up. You don't need to like put on these stereotypical outfits. Like it's weird. She's
like, and today we're making tacos as I wear my sombrero.
Oh, I would be so mad.
She's like, arriba. With the little thingies, the little noisemakers.
Yes. Oh my God. I hate that visual so much and I can see it. Okay. And to probably, let's see, one of the worst spicy sections of this tell-all. Andre is still working with Chuck, but Charlie is not. Allegedly.
They didn't want to directly say he's out. And then Charlie's like, oh, I'm out. And
I don't think he's out. I think
he's on an allowance or something.
I think he's on an allowance. I think he's still getting a paycheck. I think he has to do really minimal things. If anything, he's still getting paid, though. You heard it here first.
Oh, who was it that they interviewed?
Jen.
Was it Jen?
Yeah.
No. The individual that said you need to just blow up your family business and, you know, fire everyone and just let them do their own thing.
Yara?
Was that Yara who said that?
She told
Well, whoever Chuck, mentioned that, I was like, fuck it, man. That don't sound like the worst idea.
Yeah.
Say, good luck to all of you. I wish you the best. Let's see how you do.
Yara's right. Go get a yacht. Hang out with bitches. Yeah.
No, she's like, hang out with my mom.
No, that was
what's her name? Brandon's gal,
yes. It's
like, my mom's single. He's like, whoa, hey.
That's the spinoff I want. 90-day fiancé Chuck.
The old way.
Yeah.
Oh.
We can't say that, though.
Oh, that's rude. I'm sorry.
The advanced age way.
Oh.
But no, I would love to see that way over people from this season. Oh my god, can you imagine the daughters, what assholes they would be?
They'd be like, you're European.
You want him for his money. You're taking over the business.
They'll be talking all slow. We live in Florida. Oh, and her mom would be like, I know how to speak English.
Did you notice Jen always does her tell-all interviews in her dining room?
She's like, I know what house in my, you know, a room in my house is popping.
Yeah. I don't know why. In
the background, the nice
scenery. It's just something I noticed. I don't get it.
Is there a production crew there, or are they just doing a webcam thing?
I think just webcam.
Okay. Oh, because in Ronald, there was like a production dude next to him.
Oh, that's true. So there's probably, well. Like
one production
person. Yeah, just setting up everything. So maybe it's the same.
Yeah, maybe, I'm just saying maybe the production person chose the shot. I don't know.
They asked Chuck if Andre going against the family business would be hurtful to him. He said yes.
But then he said he wasn't worried because he's like.
But then they play the clip of Jen and Becky saying, we should go against Dad. You know how slow Dad is. You know how bad he is at blah, 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 blah.
And we get shit done.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
So.
She's like, wow, I never thought of that. Really? You never thought of.
Having your own job.
Having your own job, not working for your parents.
Nope.
Like most people have to do.
She's like, well, we were just mad and we were just saying things. Can't wait for that show to come out. The spinoff.
Hell no.
I'm not watching it. We're not doing it. I can't stand them.
I'm not.
No. Just like I did not watch Family Chantel. Completely stuck to my guns, not giving
them a like, video. You know, these folks are really cool, but I think it's the assortment that makes it a show, not, at least for me, when they broke off, I was like, eh. Not watching that.
I know. It's actually better for me when they break off because then it's like a whole thing I know I don't have to deal with. Jen immediately starts blaming Thomas. Did you notice that? When she was like, well, you know, Thomas was there. And
yeah,
he was
saying, what the fuck? If anything, Thomas is just like the side accessory dude that was there. He was just hyping you guys up in your story. Well, you know
the baby was there. Like, one of the kids were there.
Oh, Thomas.
Charlie was really playing the victim, though.
I don't know. Andre wouldn't let him. He just kept calling him out on his shit.
Which is good.
He's like, dude, you're fucked up. You got issues. Like, you fucking smell like alcohol.
It's kind of the first time that everyone in the family agreed, like, he does have an issue, and it does seem to be alcohol. So that's sad. Like, yeah, I talk a lot of shit about him, but I also, like, I never wish ill on anyone.
You know, it'd be one thing if just only Andre was saying this, but
it's his sisters.
I mean, come on. Even the sisters that are against Andre are saying, yeah, this dude's got a problem. Like, bro, you got a problem.
Yeah. Moving on to Jovi and Yara. Who knew that Andre would be the voice of reason here? He said, you took a postpartum woman who recently gave birth to a strip club on your anniversary.
It's pretty much like, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, how could you?
Also, Jovi's been calling people out the whole fucking time.
And I'm glad he's getting some shit.
And he finally came up and, you know, his heart must have sunk when he's like, oh shit, they're going to play the stripping video.
Of course they are. And also, we didn't know all those other details.
But when all your friends are watching it, it almost seems worse, right? Like, oh my God, I am an idiot.
We all knew Jovi was in the wrong for doing this, but add all the new information of anniversary and all this other stuff.
Well, it makes it worse when they're showing him talking her into going. And sort of saying like, hey, you know, if you're bored, we can go. And they immediately cut to her saying, you know, I want to go. I want to do something else.
He's like,
else.
Just stay. We just got here.
He's like, no.
He will fight to stay at that strip club.
And a lot of the guys on the panel were essentially saying, what is the big deal with the strip clubs?
Yeah, why do you have to be there?
He's like, oh, you know, it's fun. And his bullshit answer, oh, you know, it's fun. You know, we want to experience things. We're inside all the time. Yeah, you're inside all the time.
A strip club.
Your only solution was to go inside to a strip club?
Yes.
You could have just, like, had drinks on the beach and it would have been better.
Yeah.
Weird.
Jovi really doesn't get that what he finds fun is completely opposite of what Yara finds fun. And he doesn't care about what she finds fun.
Well, he made it sound like before they were really into partying and kind of going out.
I still don't think she was super into strip clubs.
I don't think strip clubs, more like clubbing and dancing and you know, stuff like that. I think Yara's turned into like a Netflix and chill person.
I feel her.
Yeah.
I don't have kids, but I'm still very Netflix and chill.
But Jovi just hasn't. Jovi's still in like the turn up YOLO, not the Netflix and chill.
But he's like
30
or 31.
Yeah. But
that's fine. I don't say that as in like, oh, you're too old to party. I just say it as in you're married with a very new child. Maybe just cut down a little. We know Yara's not pregnant. Her Instagram, she has like a six pack. She's chilling.
So, oh, cool.
So she'll be in the U.S. She will not go home to Ukraine.
Oh, nice, nice.
Honestly, why if she should just go home to Ukraine?
No, I don't buy that because Jovi's mom would be really sad, and also it kind
of. But then she would be with her mom and her family.
I mean, for all we know, she totally enjoys helping her and oh, what's her daughter's name? It's escaping me.
Mila.
Yep. I don't know. What if you were doing your best to try to help them out, and then she's like, "Yeah, this isn't enough. I'm gonna go back to Ukraine."
I don't think anyone should take that too hard. I mean.
I think they
want to be there with your mom. You want to be there with your family.
Take it hard, and especially would be missing their grandkid. Yara's mom hasn't seen the grandkid, so like that's.
I don't think
cool.
She should stay just for Gwen.
Yeah, I guess.
And Jovi's never home, so it's just so easy. Like they probably book him a flight anywhere he wants when he's done with.
Did you see Ronald try to start some shit, and then Jovi's like, "Nah, man, I just go wherever."
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'll just fly like wherever my family's at. Yeah, I'm cool. Like the way my work operates.
Yes, I think.
Shut your mouth.
I thought it was super sweet when Miss Gwen came on the screen, and Yara was like, "My best friend."
Oh,
super cute. I do love their relationship. So yes, I don't think she should go back to Ukraine and take Mila and like uproot her life here.
Another
but I'm just saying if. It came to that and she really did need the help and she was very sad. You can still make it work with Jovi because he essentially can take his time off anywhere. He doesn't have to be in New Orleans.
Jovi and Yara in their Ukraine. I can see it now.
Oh my God. They're going to be on the other way, aren't they? Oh, you're right.
I thought the other way was the intro to relationships.
No. Remember?
Oh.
Andre and Libby in the big wedding. That was on the other way.
Oh my God.
It's going to be the other way with them. We're calling it now.
Also, that visit to Moldova must have been like a week.
Maybe two.
It's a whole show. It's a whole season.
Yeah, whole season.
Fuck.
You just got to create drama. So assuming nothing awful happened, Yara's not pregnant currently. Seems to be happy, posting cute videos with Mila. Oh, what's the Ronald's comment about, like, Jovi, you have to, like, keep your kids or fight for your kids or something like that? Because then... my comment, also wrote down, which doesn't leave me much detail. I don't know what I was thinking. I said, no, Ronald, Jovi does not want to kidnap his kids. So I don't know what I was thinking there.
You're probably just annoyed that not enough people talked about Ronald's whole kidnap the kids line.
No one brought that up. That was a very big deal to me. She had her time with the kids. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that was weird.
Super weird.
Daniel's not your kid, but okay. No.
So that's all for Happily Ever After. How do you feel?
I feel okay. The season, I think the season had a lot of slow points.
I agree.
I thought a lot of folks' relationship did not progress at all.
No, the issues are still there for every single person.
We got to see Natalie and Mike finally end it, which was, it's almost like, you know,
we've been waiting
known.
For like 2 years.
Yeah, it's been known forever.
A slow death.
And, but there was a lot of pretty interesting moments or times where we're going like, oh shit, you know, or like, wow. Or like, you know, the people on Twitter or whatever, they're blowing up and things are
changing.
Twitter
is the best part of 90 Day, let's be honest.
The community's getting into it and the reactions you see, it's pretty funny it shows the connection the show has to everyone.
I love you all on Twitter. We have so much fun. Between Married at First Sight and 90 Day Fiancé, there's so many good reactions and people
are so definitely funny. Usually I'm
either
like reading a book or something and like Ellie's just blasting away at her phone, just laughing. And it's pretty fun on the weekends.
It kind of turned into my Sunday nights of just scrolling, sharing. Right. I like talking to the community too about our mutual theories on the shows and stuff.
Yeah, I really think, and they, you know, everyone might disagree with me. They'd be like, "Ah, that guy's dumb," but they like need new people or
yes,
just
there
new storylines or like
because
the reason,
these storylines are going on for so long.
The reason folks fell in love with the show is that whole like, wow, they've known each other over online or distance wise, and they have to get married and like they have to like really find out they live together. Like those storylines, I think people are like gives the most. Not attention, but the most connection or the most viewership with these long, you know, the long storylines, they get the, you know, we're connected to these characters now, but some of these storylines aren't really working out. Maybe the way they thought they were going
to. And a lot of them
are
dragging.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. I mean, if I'm going to watch Michael and his wife try to get Michael to America for like 6 years, I'm fucking out. Like,
yeah,
I can't.
No.
I can't watch the same.
Oh,
while
she's like abusing him and just being an asshole. No.
And at some point, you're kind of rooting for these people to figure out that they're bad for each other.
And yes, I wanted Mike and Natalie. Exactly. Just end it. There's no way it's gonna work. Neither of you are gonna be happy.
Tiffany and Ronald, I've seen really bad sides to your relationship. Like,
yeah.
So bad that. Like, how does this relationship work when there's no cameras? Are you guys even talk? Do you even talk? Like,
I don't think they... Yeah, there's not good communication.
You know, it's like... We'll see. I don't know what the plans are. Like, you know, I'm not as a loop in it as you are. Whether, like, the new seasons or new cast members or what they're going to do. But as far as, like, the main storylines, I think they do need new characters.
I do. There are two new couples on The Other Way.
Yeah, couples. So characters. Couples. Sorry.
I mean, at this point, it feels kind of scripted. So.
Cartoon characters.
My only gripe with, well, I guess it's a pretty big gripe about the tell-all, is every single segment, like every couple's individual segment, was just reiterating exactly what happened in the season. The only one that was different was like Mike and Natalie. We talked about what happened after, but everyone, did you notice when they were on the first episode, when they were walking in, they all reiterated their problems almost as if that was decided that that's what their storyline was. And they're saying, yep, we're having problems with communication. Yep. He's not dealing with this. And that's that kind of set the tone for the show. It was almost, it felt a little planned. Like, how's each person walking in and saying what they're going through right now happens to be the exact same problem they were going through last year. I mean, which is possible, but I just don't see...
It is possible, but also a sign you should probably not be together because you clearly can't fix your issues.
It's just annoying that, I don't know, it feels like it's slightly...
I am curious how much of it is really scripted.
I don't think it's scripted in a sense of they provide what to say or anything or provide their problems, but I think...
Maybe they only
focus. One
thing
happens, yeah. And then we kind of create scenarios around it.
I could see that.
Okay, let's move on to my current favorite show.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Married at First Sight, season 13, episode 5, The Keys to My Heart. Get it, Florida Keys? Super cute. Let's start off with Bao and Johnny. Bao snores, and she is the most self-conscious person I've ever seen about snoring. Like, this is how the episode started, and it ended with her confessing that she is so self-conscious about her snoring, and she views kind of what he says, her little teasing, as, like, really picking on her.
This feels like
some childhood trauma.
I can kind of see the jokingly way he might be picking on her.
Yeah.
She
does not like
good
that
she communicated that up front of like, hey, this is really offending me. You need to stop doing
which
that.
Which honestly,
because if she let it kept going, it would be really fucking annoying. And you know,
not only that, but she would react so much worse. Right.
So it's good that she mentions that up front, just so Johnny could be like, ooh, I need to cool it off.
That's true. Okay. So initially I took it differently, but now that you say that, I totally agree. I was thinking like, man, it's not that big of a deal. Like, just deal with it. It's fine. But no, it is good to tell your partner when you're like, no, that hurt my feelings. Stop it. I know it's not a big deal
or
to
like
you.
You're calling me this playful name, but I think it's annoying or something.
Yeah.
Can you stop? You know, it's better to just do that early than you're going to suffer for 3 years of this. And you're like, wow, this is such a dumb name. Anyway. Yeah, I still like them as a couple.
I love that Bao's hall pass is Conan O'Brien.
Oh, dear God. Yeah, and then Johnny was like, I look nothing like him.
But he's like, but I'm like skinny. I'm like, so it's great. And she loves how he looks, and it's great.
They have a good vibe. It seems like they're going the slow route of getting to know each other, but they're actually trying to get to know each other.
There is touch. There's hand-holding. There's kissing. Like, it's
like,
progressing.
There's, like, distant pillow snuggling.
Yeah.
I like them. Johnny put an effort to sort of have, like, a little beach set up with them.
They had a picnic together.
Shows a lot of initiative, and he's trying. You know, he's like,
let me go back a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
How... did two grown-ass men come up with this outfit for Bao?
Oh, dear God. They got her, like, a shirt.
But that was, like, five times too big.
But you were saying it's, like, a shirt you wear...
It almost looks like a... like
a bathing suit.
Exactly, like a cover-up. But even then, it was huge.
But then you gave Bao credit that she, like, changed her outfit and, like,
she
made
put
it
on, and she made it work, and good for her. She was a great sport about it. She was like, oh, it's, like... extra, extra large. But that's okay. And she, like, made it work, and it was cute. It's fine.
That's a good little tidbits to see in a relationship that they're willing to compromise. And you know, like, oh, this isn't my most adequate date, but, you know, I'm going to go with the flow. Some people might just be like, this date's shit and be over it. But
that's kind of what he said at the picnic, is that's why he's been on over 100 first dates, is because as soon as he doesn't like something, he just goes on another date.
That might be more of the dating app sort of mindset of grass is always greener kind of thing. Yeah. Like this person's cool, but are they like the coolest? Next.
Yeah.
It's just like the world we live in, I guess.
Well, he's so picky. Like, even he admits.
Yeah, and Val's a nerd, man.
It's kind of... Who's also very particular.
I mean, she has spreadsheets for everything. That is pretty intense. Whereas I hate working on spreadsheets at work, so... It seems like she does it as like a joy.
She loves it. Tablet just for spreadsheets. She must be
like, honestly, like an Excel like whiz.
Yeah.
Like she inputs all these formulas from memory and has all these shortcuts. Like, no, I can't. I'm sorry.
It turns my numbers into the date and I'm just like, make it stop.
I just wanted to put 07.
Exactly. Stop turning it into a different format.
Or not a date. Yeah.
They're being so nice and honest and open with each other at the picnic. So that was really nice to see.
Do you think they're doing pretty good? Like, they're going to make it?
Well, the next time on, he's being a little butt, so I don't know. He's self-sabotaging the relationship. No, he's on another level.
Is he, though?
I think his true self is coming out. We said, you know, in the first couple of weeks, you can be anyone you want.
What's he going to be, too much of a bro, or...?
He's ruining his own relationship by saying that Val needs to wash off. And also,
oh boy,
that's not the way to go about that conversation.
I forgot about this.
Yes. And then he starts like picking at her about something else. I didn't note it, but that wasn't the only thing. Because I wrote the shower thing and then I said he's self-sabotaging.
So what did he say to her in the preview? Which folks are going to watch tonight.
Oh, I'm so jealous of people that are going to watch it. I'm like 2 days behind. He's just like, so about like showering, you don't, can you just like wash off? And she was just like super taken aback. And she's like, well, I just don't, I never needed to shower every day.
She's like, I don't fucking sweat. Why am I going to shower?
Yeah, I don't know. But I'm just like, oh, why you bring it up on the honeymoon?
Also, you notice that, I don't know if he calls her out on this privately, but he's been calling her out on her shit when the cameras are around. And it's really fucking yes, annoying her.
It's super annoying because she has nothing but nice things to say to him. And
she has a small penis.
know that's one of her deal breakers.
Oh my god, that would be savage move.
Turns to the camera.
No. She says it, but then she like oddly seriously looks at the camera.
It's The Office, just
it's the Dwight face.
Yeah. Then that just means like it's war. It's on.
Or it's the bow where she's like, face. Like the
penis. Rachel and Jose. Rachel's freaked out by Jose's need to feed her and brush her teeth. Honestly, yeah, that's weird. He says he's providing for her.
He's been dreaming of holding a woman in his arms and just like cradling her. Like, you're my baby.
Oh, and Rachel does not want that. Rachel was like,
don't fucking brush my teeth.
Yeah, and then weird. When he was, then they were in the hotel, I think it was, and he was like, feed me. And she was like, I don't want to be your mom. She was freaked out by that. She's starting to be a little freaked out by his.
Does he have weird tendencies?
I mean, everyone has their little things they enjoy, but he
just got a girl who doesn't like to feed people. Okay, that's kind of annoying.
Maybe he didn't tell the experts that. So it's like blindsiding everyone. Rachel speaks a lot this episode about her independence and the need to provide for herself. And she also says she spends recklessly.
But she also says that's kind of a problem.
Yeah, she's like, well, I admit it's a problem. As that seems complete opposite to Jose, who has like spreadsheets and a whiteboard and every expense he's is super, calculated.
Super planned out. It seems like he's very comfortable financially, whether it's
like couple houses.
Whether it's his day-to-day job provides mm-hmm. him a decent amount of wealth, or I guess I'd call him his side hustles, just equate enough money that he most likely makes enough, you know, I bet you he would maybe make enough just off of his savings or mm-hmm. stocks and owning a home and probably renting it out.
Yeah.
He probably makes a decent amount of money even if he wasn't working his day-to-day job. So I think that's where his whole I've been working this hard to in the future provide for me and my wife and obviously their future family. So he's sort of bringing it on to her of like, I want to take care of you. Mm-hmm. But she's like, no, I'm an independent woman.
Like, I worked hard, you know.
I can afford my shit.
Yeah. So that kind of is their theme this episode, of her kind of pushing back on him wanting to provide.
And she mentions, I believe it was her grandpa that gave her advice that...
Yeah, you don't want
to be... I think it was her grandma or grandpa. I can't remember.
Might have been her dad.
But it might have been her dad, who basically said, you know, you need to get educated, take care of yourself.
You don't want to be dependent on a man. He could leave you.
You don't be dependent on a man. If shit goes south and that man leaves you, you're on your own.
Yeah.
And she's like, I do not want that to ever happen to me. So this whole, you know, I built this wealth to take care of us. Yeah, that's great. But that's also going to make her feel like she's in a weaker position.
She mentions that. Jose was talking about how when they move back, he hopes that they'll move into his house. And she...
I could get why she wouldn't. But also, I've seen before where folks have an issue with that because maybe the person lived with someone before.
We have seen it last season with the pilot in Virginia.
Like, yeah, with him, it's like, no, this has like only been my house. Yeah. No one's lived here but me.
Yeah.
Like, that could be a little bit easier to... But it's still, yeah.
Is it a McMansion?
I mean... Okay. Like, what if it was in his style, though, and you just weren't vibing? Like, you'd be like, I need to change a lot of shit.
I think a man would be open to a girl. How about this? I think someone...
What if he wasn't, though? What if he wasn't?
He is pretty anal about stuff, so I don't know. Would you move into a girl's house and let her provide for you?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I mean,
I knew you would say that.
I still work, though.
You're like, kick me out. I don't care.
I work on basic gig.
They both agree or are excited to get a dog before kids, which is super cute.
That's interesting that they're that in sync with that kind of stuff. And they are honestly like the most loving couple.
They are. Oh, man. So when they were at the pool, everyone was like shocked by how hands-on they were and how they like to kiss and how they're...
Because everyone's taking it kind of slow.
Yeah, not them. They're like, we're going to enjoy this experience, which I love. Like, I don't know if we've seen it as like instant as them before. I'm concerned. Your comment last episode was, I think they're going to burn out, and I hope they don't. I hope they kind of figure out their money thing and whatever happy medium is.
They're kind of setting it up for a burnout, though.
They are. It's starting to show. See? The cracks have showed.
Let's see. What else have we got? Oh!
Oh, I want to
Oh, go ahead.
So she took him on a deep sea fishing excursion.
Yeah, I was going to mention
super
this.
Super cute. Super cool that she did that for him.
Yep.
Ladies, do things for your men. I think that's super cute. Not always men doing things for ladies.
Interesting.
I love the appreciation going both ways.
Okay.
What I was going to say...
Noted.
You get flowers sometimes. I do nice things. So what I thought was really interesting was it Rachel who caught the fish and Jose immediately like grabbed the reel from her hands and reeled it in? Like, she didn't ask for help.
But then just before she mentioned, I want to catch my own fish.
Yes. Did I make that up in my head? That happened, right?
Definitely happened. That was weird. He's like, oh, I got a bite. He's like, give me that.
I'm a man.
I'm a provider. I'll reel it in.
So annoying. See, things like that are going to drive her crazy. Huh. So hopefully he can calm that providerness down. Moving on to Mirla and Gil. Mirla stays complaining.
Dude, she didn't even show up to the fucking pool.
She didn't go to the pool with the rest of the castmates.
She was working.
Working on her honeymoon.
I think you showed me this on the Twitters that, like, damn, this girl really working?
Yeah, on her honeymoon.
You're working on your honeymoon. What the fuck?
Which would be fine if you had, like, this deadline, but you can't tell me it had to happen right then.
It was either I'm working or it's I don't want to hang out.
No, it's I don't want to hang out. Absolutely. She's not in this.
Was she trying to avoid the whole, wow, you guys have no romance at all. Like,
no, you know, I just think she doesn't care about the other people. She doesn't care about him. She doesn't care what they think.
Ah, I see. The self-centered.
Yeah.
Self-centeredness.
Gil says, enjoy it for what it is, because they were talking about how much she hates the honeymoon. And he says, enjoy it for what it is. And then they go to Mirla's interview and she says he could be happy in, like, I don't know, the desert or something. He'd be like, look at the view. And that's how I am. I make the best of whatever you're in. You can't change it. Your complaining is just bringing an awful energy in. So enjoy it.
Gil was calling her out, saying that she calls this place like a retirement home. And everyone was like, oh, shit.
As everyone's just, again, taking it for what it is. You can't change it. There's no hand-holding. There's no arm-touching. I don't know.
I think he's trying, but he's also...
He's very aware.
Trying with a little bit of a distance, right? Like, yes. Protecting himself as well.
Yes, I fully agree.
No, I mean, Gil's a mature guy. I think he kind of feels that she's not into him.
He knows.
And it's
he knows.
Not, like, he's not what she was looking for.
Exactly. Mirla says she loves quality time and physical touch, but not with Gil, I guess.
Okay.
So.
It's so funny to me that she thinks she's not high maintenance.
She's not.
It's so interesting. And Gil's like, you've got to be kidding me.
So the real question of this section, are you team chocolate chip cookies or macaroons? Or macarons? I don't know how to say it.
Probably macarons.
Really? I think I'm chocolate chip.
That's fine.
Like a super gooey, ginormous chocolate chip cookie. But I love chocolate. It's because,
see, if you say macaroons, you're giving up the option of different flavors. Chocolate chip, you only got one flavor.
That's true. I would say different flavors.
See, the macaroons, you got different flavors. If you just say macaroons.
I just love chocolate too much.
That's, if you said like, you know, like oatmeal raisin or something, I'd be like, oof. Or the, what is it, those ones we just got at the store? With the little,
Oh, we had.
Those are.
Like toffee, bomb. Like chocolate toffee cookies. Bomb. Leon said it was better without the chocolate.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's weird.
I was deliberately picking out the ones that didn't have chocolate chips in them. They're so fucking good. So good.
When we go out for fancy dessert, like a really boutique, like ice cream shop, this dude gets vanilla only. No toppings, no nothing.
I judge ice cream spots by their vanilla. If you got a strong vanilla, which is the best base, you can make anything happen. So if your vanilla is trash, I mean, clearly every other flavor is going to be trash.
It's just so annoying.
You fuck up vanilla, I'm out. I'm sorry.
Whatever.
You know, you got a good vanilla. We followed up with the cookie dough, you know, the cookie dough ice cream. You got the cookies and cream.
Those are the only three flavors I think I've ever seen you get. You're not getting more adventurous.
As a kid, I'd get, you know, the multicoloreds, you know.
Like the sherbets.
Yeah, they're fine. But
that's not like a good coffee ice cream with like nuts and some nuts, like mocha, java.
Yeah. Yo, fuck it. Shout out gelato, bro. Oof. Oof. What was San Diego? We got gelato, I think. Oh, so fucking good.
Miami as well.
Oh, is it Miami? No, we got some in San Diego too, right? Yeah. Oh my God, so good.
Oof. I think you also got vanilla.
I think they had a coffee one. See, a coffee gelato though, that looks...
Over coffee ice cream?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. It's something. I don't know.
Mirla says that her and her husband have playful banter. That's literally all Gil has, is the little jabs against her.
Playful banter.
Yeah. This poor man.
My God.
Because you can can want to take it slow, and that's completely fine, but she's giving this man nothing. Not even being, like, nice to his efforts.
Maybe they're going to add some more questions to these expert questionnaires of, do you like pets? That's going to be a hard no, and some guy's going to be a hard yes. They will not work.
I feel like that was already a thing, but they put this unfair responsibility on Gil to even her out and make her a better person. Why would they do that? None of the other couples have to do that.
These are the experts?
Yeah.
Everyone else is like, you have a dog? Oh, I have a dog. Oh, my God.
I love dogs. Why would they do that to Gil? Gil got the shorthand.
You know what happened? One season, that guy was taking care of that chick's adopted dogs or temp dogs.
Yes. And oh, that was so annoying. But they were so...
She would sleep her normal sleeping hours, and these dogs would want to shit in the middle of the night. And mind you, he didn't want the dogs. It was the girl's program to, like, take in the dogs.
She was a foster.
She was a foster parent for, you know, dogs. Not him. It was her program.
Yeah.
You know, her deal. So he wakes up in the middle of the night to go let these dogs poop. And I think he cleaned the poop when they pooped inside.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they're not all house trained.
I was like, this bee really got this dude doing this.
And he was so nice.
But they made it. Hell, I think they have, like, two kids now.
Yeah. Early season.
Maybe the pros are like, if they'll make it through this, they'll make it through anything. And they're clearly not making it past the dog. Like, Gil might have to have
his and the next time the on, dog. She seemed very adamant. Like, I'm not going to deal with your dog. And that's like his baby.
Again, the questionnaire. I want to see her answer of, do you like pets? No.
I felt for Mirla, though, in that plane. I'm also very motion sicknessy person, so... She tried to be a good sport-ish. I mean, her personality was still meh while she was on the plane.
But she still went. I don't even think she was getting sick. Her personality is just fucking terrible. She's like, I'm feeling sick. I'm like, no, girl, you're not feeling sick. That's just who you are.
Oh, my God. Did you notice the body language in the tiny plane? Gil was like relaxed. He put his arm around her, trying to be nice.
Oh, she was locked
and she
in.
Was bam, knees to chest, no she love. Was...
No, you know, arm around his arm. To
or like a hand on the leg.
Keep me secure, husband.
Which is like a natural, like if someone has their arm around you, usually like you kind of lean in.
Also, she screwed herself over by keeps reiterating that we're strangers. Girl, at some point in this 2 months, like you can't keep saying that.
I would say that. But well, I would still give someone more than what she's given.
But you can't be 1 month in and be like, Gil, we're strangers.
Yeah.
And then Gil's going to be like, girl, I've literally known you and lived with you longer than you've probably... You know what I mean? Gotten it in with some dudes before in your previous life. Oh, and then she says, like, I made a joke with you. I think she said, I've never kissed someone on the first, second, or third date. And yes. I was like, Gil, you're literally, it's primed for you. You're supposed to say, then I need to hurry my ass to the fourth date. Like,
so cute.
It was
so smooth.
It was right there for him to walk into. And he just,
let's knock out these dates.
He just didn't see it. Ah, what was that movie, like 50 First Dates or something? I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, dude, it would have been great. I'd have been like, all right, we got a date tonight, tomorrow morning, lunchtime,
yeah,
and
tomorrow we're on
next,
four.
The next dinner, we're going to be on four.
Yep.
Gil, oh my God.
Ryan and Brett. Oh, this couple, I don't know how to read them. Ryan kind of scares me.
Ryan looks like he could have killed someone or multiple. He's got a face. His eyes kind of scare me sometimes.
It's not even that. It's just like the constant expressionless. And he almost, when he's not expressionless, he acts how he thinks he should act. Like a human should act.
Brett's a softball coach.
Yeah.
And I think for the most part of her life, she's pretty upbeat and kind of loud. I think he's kind of like taming her, like bringing her down.
He's also said he's trying to move past the flight like incident, which is, he, get
Dude,
over
grow
it.
Grow the fuck up.
Yeah. He sounds kind of intense when he describes his date spot. Do you remember this? When he's like, oh, if we were on a first date, I would take you to, you know, my first date restaurant, which is gross.
This man sounds like he's watched too much Goodfellas.
And then I'll
take you through the back entrance where everyone knows me, you know? It makes me feel popular or whatever. I was like, okay.
I was just like, stop.
The spot you just bring all your ladies the first time, huh?
He makes it clear that he's not someone that could make it work for anyone. Which we knew that with his millions of first dates or relationships.
Well, just to backtrack, I mean, didn't Johnny tell Bao that he went on like 100 first dates? That's so many fucking dates.
Because he said he doesn't care about the people, basically. God.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if he's been dating, you know, since he's been 23, 24. He's like 35, 12 years, 100 dates, 10 dates a year. Not that crazy,
That's
I guess.
That's not bad. Zach and Michaela. Zach and Michaela are noticeably absent from the pool. Zach tested positive and Michaela is pissed.
This is not a good way to start this relationship.
I feel bad for her because she had high expectations of this honeymoon.
Oh my God, they were probably going to go all in.
Oh, they were going to be like
events,
up there with Rachel and
go
Jose.
To the beach, hang out by the pool, be hella drunk, enjoying life, enjoying yourself. Oh man, that got shut down so quick.
Yeah, so she's pissed. It's noticeable. They're in the same room hanging out within 6 feet, so I don't know how she got on a plane after direct exposure.
Maybe this was before, we were more educated, I guess.
Maybe. I don't know. But, yeah, she's over it. She's just going to leave him there, and she's going to go back to Houston and live her life.
Didn't initially you had to quarantine him for a long time? Like, the full 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I mean, what if they made him essentially do that? Like, other couples would have been flying back, and he's still quarantining... Because I think it was about 2 weeks, like two
maybe
full weeks.
Maybe if he got a negative like 10 days. Early, like if he just kept testing.
Yeah, that's possible, but that could be a lot. You would be apart from this person longer than you've known them.
Yes.
Not a good way to start.
No.
And it fucks up the experiment too, right? Because this experiment's kind of like, hey, you're together all the time,
planned.
Your honeymoon, you're
doing building, events.
You're building these feelings, you're having these memories be created. That just stops and you've only known each other for like 2 days.
So like, yeah, that closeness is not going to be there.
When you see each other again, it sort of resets the, oh, you're this new person I know. Hey.
Yeah. So
but
we'll see what happens with
now
them.
You don't have the funny feelings of a honeymoon to
and
like,
we're both together
you.
At the in yeah. this. So that sucks. So we'll see kind of what happens with them and how long he has to stay there because that sucks. I hope they stay.
Watch. Is he going to be on the next episode?
I'm sure. He's been self-recording. Remember the arm?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Got to show the buffness of the arm.
He was doing the pose of, like, every high school kid, like, FaceTiming his girlfriend. What's up, babe?
Exactly.
Oh, my skinny arm.
Except he does have
no chest hair.
Everyone at the pool notes they have been kissing, except Gil.
Even Brett and Psycho Dude, Ryan. You know, they got a little makeout session in.
They do kiss,
That's
yes.
good. That's good.
And he made Mirla Wilson.
Oh, God.
She's going to be so mad.
He was talking so much shit.
He was talking a lot of shit.
And one girl, one lady.
I think it was Rachel that was like, she's going to be mad.
Rachel, he's like, I don't think she'd be happy.
No.
With what he's saying about her right
she
now.
She would divorce him right now if she knew what he was saying.
I don't know, man.
I don't think it was any of it that was that bad, but I think she would take it real bad.
You know, I could see Mirla being a person that's really good at selling herself professionally.
Yes.
So in the professionals and the interviews, I'm sure she maybe sold it a little too much. That was probably disingenuous of what she really wants.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure she was more...
Maybe
you know,
personality-wise, outgoing.
And maybe told him she'd be open to a little bit more than she really thought.
Yeah.
Like, I would imagine things like pets are on these long questions to answer.
Maybe she said she's open to it, and she's really
Or in her mind, she's thinking like, oh, a cute little pet, and it's actually like a full-size dog.
Yeah.
Like, eh, nah.
Different. On the next time on, we see Johnny and Val go parasailing. Mirla's sweet. She got Gil chocolate chip cookies.
That's so showing something.
That's super
that's
nice.
Cool. That is cool.
The group dinner, they talk about sex and kind of how far the couples have gone. See how
Oh, boy.
That's where I would shut down on this show and be like, it's no one's business. Get away from me.
I don't know. We've been poking.
Yeah, just say you have. Who cares? Just make everyone think you have. Mirla and Gil are arguing about the dog situation, and Johnny is ruining his own relationship.
Oh, dear God. Is this guy the self-destructor?
Yeah, I think.
He's like, talking about his 100 dates. Maybe you self-destruct.
Yeah. Didn't give people a chance.
Yeah.
So that's sad because I really like them as a couple.
I'm getting kind of close. Self-destruct. Yeah. Ah.
Awful. So looking forward to this season.
Oh, it's so good. Honestly, if you haven't watched, you've got to check it out. If you just, the weddings, it's a lot of wedding. It's a lot of wedding. It's like 4 episodes of wedding. You could either maybe do a quick recap and then just start from the honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
But the weddings are cool because you get to really meet people, meet their families and
kind of see their personalities. And
you can make your own judgment like, man, do I think this is going to work or not? Or this is going to be a fucking train wreck.
Yeah.
Or, you know, oh, they're going to be awesome. Yeah. But then see where your emotions get turned throughout the show of folks you thought were totally going to make it. Be like, what the fuck is going on between this couple?
Yeah.
Kind of seen a little bit of this with Zach and his girl.
Yeah.
But yeah, check it out. Check out the show. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. I hope you guys have a great week. Stay safe. Take care of yourself. And we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.